reason why she figured that happened to me. She had given me Coffee Crisp chocolate bars that week, and she thinks they affected me to the point that I tried to do a shoulder roll. So this last week, she brought Coffee Crisp chocolate bars in again, but I locked myself in my office so I couldn't hurt myself or anyone else. So all is well. This morning, we're going to use the Book of Lamentations to guide our prayers. Let's pray. As we come to our quiet time together, we'll use the words of Lamentations to lead us. In adoration, Lamentations 5:19, it celebrates with these words. But Lord, you remain the same forever. Your throne continues from generation to generation. Let us worship God who reigns forever and ever. God, you're unchangeable. Your goodness, your love, your mercy, your perfection are the same forever. We worship you enthroned high above all, O eternal King. Confessions, chapter 3, verse 40 and 42 remind us, instead, let us test and examine our ways. Let us turn back to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and our hands to God in heaven and say, we have sinned and rebelled. God longs to forgive and restore us to himself, no matter what we've done. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God, acknowledging our sins, turning from them and seeking his forgiveness. God, we're so easily led away from you in our daily lives. We become distracted. We want to keep our hearts soft and our eyes only on you. Thanksgiving. We're encouraged in Lamentations 3:22-24 with these words. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh every morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance, therefore I'll hope in him. How has God's faithfulness, love, and mercy marked your life this week? Quietly now, let us thank him for the amazing things that he's done for each one of us. God, thank you for the warmth of our home and clothes and food and the sun. God, thank you that you're always present. You make things new and fresh every morning. You are all we need. In you alone we find hope. Supplication 3:25-26. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. So it's good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. We come before him now, quietly, expectantly, knowing he cares about all the concerns and troubles that we experience. Let us bring our requests before him. Jesus, we pray for Gloria and Jerry, Rowena and Landon, for Filbert and Galicia, Carter and Janelia, for Beth's family, for Judy Ann, for Ernie and Darlene and her healing, for Lou and Harold and her healing, Isaac and Corrine, Matthew and Trina, Evelyn and Leona, for Roman and Lori, Neville and Marcia, Taylor and Rebecca, for Diane, for David, for Michael and Tavia and their family. And then places around the world, Morocco, Mozambique, Israel, Palestine, Ukraine, Iran, Sudan, Syria. And then our own country of Canada and then of the United States. We pray for healing in our land. And then God, we come to you with all the unspoken requests.
the things that are heavy on our hearts that we cannot bear, but we know that you can and that you can carry us. And so we give all these things to you, our good and great God. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now we're going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on all God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then, after the battle, you will be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body of armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from God's good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere.
Please stand.
I worship you.
may be seated.